This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Campbell's got the rebound. Up ahead it goes. Jokinen through center. And Huberto on the wing. Jokinen to the net. The drop for Campbell for the win. Yes, sir! Brian Campbell ends it off the feed from Huberto. And the Panthers win in Detroit again.
Soupy's come home. No more Panthers highlights. Now it's going to be one of the best shots in hockey. Finding the back of the net again for your Chicago Blackhawks. Camp opens in, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. And Soup's good enough to jump on the phone with us. How excited are you?
I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to getting going today. It should be fun. I know everybody's excited in the organization and around town, so it's a great day.
I'm trying to think of who's left from the season. The first cup of the run here, I mean, obviously Taves and Kane, Seabrook. Who else is here that was here when you were here?
Seabrook, Duncan, Hossa, Yarmolson.
Yeah, so there's a bunch.
Yeah, and a few guys still that were in the organization, too. So there's lots of guys.
And you and Hjalmarsson were the consistent line, weren't you?
Yeah, we played mostly all together that whole year, yes.
So I'm hoping that's going to be the line again. Are you still as fast as you were when you left?
I like to think so, but I'm not sure. Well, I still can get around, that's for sure.
I mean, you know this, Dave. Soup is one of the fastest guys in the league.
No question. Yeah.
And I always, it reminded me of, you remember how great it was? And I think I've told Soup this. You'd see Scottie Pippen dribble end-to-end in his heyday in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a yo-yo. The ball was just attached to his hand. Yeah. Soup taking the puck the length of the ice, it was that kind of vibe.
That's right.
Yeah, you're Scottie Pippen with a hockey puck.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's I like the analogy there.
All right, so I want to invite you. We want to put the band back together. You remember when you and I used to do the show every week?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to invite you to do the show. You know, I mean, things will come up, but pretty much every week with us. Is that cool?
I would love to do that. I'm excited. That'd be great.
All right, so now we got Soup locked in. We got Q locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not just go straight to the playoffs? Why even play the regular season?
Well, I think there is the matter of 82 games. You
seems
have
like
to
a
play.
Formality to me.
Yeah, I just real quick, Brian, as far as training camp, when you've been in the league as long as you have, it's not a real long training camp, obviously, but at this point, you guys stay in shape all year long. Is it more about hockey conditioning and just getting back on the ice for a few days to get back into to hockey shape? Is it more of a formality at this point for you?
Well, yesterday we had all our testing and everything, and pretty much nowadays everybody's in shape coming in. I think there is definitely another level of hockey to be in shape playing hockey and stuff. So I don't think most guys aren't very far from that. So today we'll have a little scrimmage and stuff and get geared up and some good practices. It'll be tough, but, you know, by the time next, I think it's Wednesday, rolls around with our first exhibition game, you're pretty much ready to go completely. So, you know, it's exciting. There's a lot of young guys coming in, but I think everybody looked good yesterday, so that's a good sign.
Were you thinking, Dave, with the longer off season and the summer to rest up, maybe a couple of the guys got big and fat?
I don't know. I
think maybe Seabrook would come in weighing 340.
No, I have a hunch he didn't.
Yeah, I think you'll be. I don't think you'd be allowed to go on the ice today. So.
No, Q might be a little upset with that. So what? You got like a minute here. What does the first practice look like? You all stand in a circle and share your names and how you spent your summer.
Yeah, we have to write our name on a name tag.
Hello, my name is.
Put it on our helmet. It's like hockey school when you're growing up. That's the name on your hockey helmet.
Right. Well.
No, today I got a practice, and then we scrimmage, and I think the other group, there's two groups, the other group scrimmages against us, and then they practice afterwards, so should be a good day.
Ran into a bunch of fans yesterday out at the Trickster Gallery who will give tickets for tomorrow, and they can't wait to see Brian Campbell. So it'll be, you know, expect the fans to show a lot of appreciation for you being back, but, you know, I'm thrilled you're back. And I appreciate the friendship, but also being part of the show. So we'll have some fun this year. Don't be late. Go see Q.
No, I'm heading there right now, so I'll be there on time.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
That's it, Brian Campbell. I believe Soup is, and correct me if I'm wrong, 71 years old.
No,
he's not. That's probably not right. No, he's 37, though, I think, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But he's
in great shape.
Yeah.
And he's so fast.
He had a good year last year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a difference maker.
It's going to be fun. Going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, Q doesn't ask me these things. He should. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't ask me for advice on these things. But he and Hammer on that line again, how much fun would that be?
I think you ought to just call him up or text him. Why don't you text him?
We haven't talked much this summer. You think he's mad at me?
Yeah, he's probably. No.
Let's wait till the regular season before he's mad at me.